All right, good evening. It's 6 o'clock. Let's go ahead and call the meeting to order. If you would, please stand for the pledge. Salute pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mr. Sean, would you lead us in a word of prayer, please?
Dear Lord, we just thank you for this day. Thank you for any of us, dear Lord. Lord, we just pray for a good council meeting where everyone will be in one accord. Lord, we thank you for bringing Mr. Robert to us, Lord.
Amen.
We thank you for all things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. All right, first up, we'll have approval of the March 19th, 2024 meeting minutes. Shelves in the library, and then there'll be a new program for the kids this year.
Great.
Any more questions? Mm-hmm. A motion to approve?
I'll make a motion to approve the March and April 2024 financials.
Have a second. All in favor say aye. Any opposed? All right, number four, we have Mrs. Dorothy Dunlap. Speak.
First of all, I want to say thank you for the time and the opportunity to speak here. And I want to say, Robert, it's so good to see you back.
Amen.
The world is in better shape because of you back now. But anyway, a couple weeks ago, I wrote a letter to the editor, which I had published in the paper this past week. And in that letter, I challenged people to come out to the Rockford Town Hall meetings, and because of the change of the night, I don't think we got as many people as I had heard was going to come, because they changed the night to accommodate certain people, but then it wasn't a good night for other ones. But I know not everybody gets the Rockford newspaper, so I wanted to read the letter to the editor to make my statement note. As a child, I was taught to respect and obey authority. The Bible tells us to respect those who rule over us. I guess that doesn't hold true for some of the people in Rockford. It's a sad day when a small fraction of people, some of whom don't even live in the town of Rockford or Coosa County for that point, can override a motion that the members of the Rockford Town Council have recognized and debated and discussed, voted on, and passed. Where is the respect for the people who were voted and appointed to oversee our town? People who are our neighbors and friends, people who give of themselves to consider and gather information to make life better and safer for the residents of Rockford, Alabama. They don't get rich in their job. They get paid $50 a month. That doesn't even pay the garbage bill, does it? Many of them hold down jobs and are trying to raise their families in our town. Some are relatively newcomers. Some were born and grew up here. One common trait is the fact that they all love our town and want the best for the citizens they represent. Yet when a problem is identified and they act on it, a small group with connections feel they have the right to reverse the council's decisions. Yes, I have a family member on the council. Bet I have grown to love this little town and a lot of the people who live here. I support the Rockford Town Council. Now I'm going to ask if there's anybody else here that would stand with me to support the Rockford Town Council people. Anybody? Would you stand with me?
I think we're here.
Thank you.
To support the town.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Moving forward, Sheriff Hall. Good evening.
Good evening.
It was a blessing to hear Sean share the prayer this evening. I don't know how many times he does that, but
Several times, but he prays all the time. Good to see Robert back. Amen. A lot of grass left to cut, eh? So far it's been covered.
Well, all right. Well, I won't take much of your time, but we've been talking with County Attorney John Kelly Johnson about, we've had Good Warner Police Department that has reached out to the county to basically start housing their inmates, kind of like Rockford is doing now. So with that, we've taken a look at our contract, and I think the last update to the contract was in 2012, so we're talking 12 years. Right now, and I've got a copy of it I'll leave with the city council, but right now, we're receiving $5 a day to house our Rockford's inmates, and then another $5 goes to the county commission, which is a total of $10. So if we arrest somebody or Rockford arrests somebody and we house them on Rockford's warrant, then we are billing the city $10 a day, or $5 a day, and then the county commission is billing another $5 a day. So, which
the last month, I think we had just one inmate that was arrested for Rockford. It totaled $5, so it would be a total of $10 by the time you look at it. But, you know, things are increasing, prices are increasing, things of that nature. So we felt that it was appropriate that if we were going to absorb good water as well, that it was appropriate to reevaluate the contract between the two, and of course increase that total amount. What I think is appropriate is to increase it to $20 a day, and we will continue to split the difference between the county commission and then the sheriff's office. And I will work hand in with the county commission to decide what the split is. That's my proposal to the city council. I'll leave this contract here. Y'all can talk about it and kind of get moving with that. But I think if it's something that we all agree upon, that I don't know how long we can do a contract for, John Kelly.
Does that one run? That one doesn't.
It's not a
day. There's
an
agreement clause.
To protect Rockford, I think we need to have it some sort of extension. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, 6 years from now, somebody doesn't come forward and say, "Hey, I want $50 a day." You know what I'm saying? I think we need to we don't need to, you know, basically have an open ended where somebody comes to you every year asking for more money. You know, so I think we need to do what's best for the county. We need to do what's best for Rockford too. So that's why. I think if you could extend it, or however, he's got more, you know, knowledge on how long the contract can last and that sort of thing. But I think it really needs to not just be evaluated every year type situation. So do you have any insight on that?
Way back when this was written, as far as between the towns and the county, we had not been long since built the jail, and it was really written so that it would allow the cities and the counties a lot of leeway to cancel it if you found a better place, you know, to house the prisoners. But at the same token, it gave the ability for the county, if they felt like they needed more, you know, to cover the expenses. That's why it was so low, you know, $10 a day per man. The last municipality I served with was Ashland. That was about 6 or 7 years ago. We paid Clay County $29 a day to house our prisoners, and that's what it started for. My guess is that it's probably up considerably now. I think we also, we get requests from the feds all the time. What's their last offer? $40-something a day.
Well over $40 a day.
And
most sheriff's offices around the state are charging municipalities anywhere from $40 to $50-$60 a day to house their inmates.
Michael, what else includes that?
Three meals, I mean, that includes their meals, and that includes housing them and providing safety and security.
Do they get
in the
a
jail,
uniform or?
That's right.
It's very low compared to surrounding areas, and I don't know. It might be that the commission, of course, we got five commissioners. They're the ones, along with the sheriff, along with each municipality, the five of you, six of you, counting the mayor, that end up, y'all will decide this, you'll discuss it. And, you know, if you don't like that proposal, or if there's something you want to change, you certainly could bring back a set period of time You might even think that you ought to pay more than that. So that's always open. I'm sure the sheriff wouldn't mind it, but if you get to thinking about it, 3 meals a day and providing the jailers and the booking, everything that's involved, $20 a day is a very small amount, comparatively speaking.
I don't see an issue with it right now, though, you know, the way it is. We'll talk if we want to do something as far as the time limit. I'm okay with us going ahead and approving the increase now.
I have a question.
In a month's time, how many city prisons have you had?
Well, this past month, we just had one for one day. So that would have cost the city $10. We've had one inmate that was $300. That's the most I've ever seen, was one inmate.
And he stayed in there for 2 months.
And that was really abnormal. Yeah. But it's typical that we don't house more than one a month. Most of the months, we don't even house anybody.
And Robert, you got to remember that when the city arrests somebody, it's on an ordinance violation or at most a misdemeanor. You know, if somebody commits a serious crime inside the city limits, they're arrested for a felony if the charges warrant that, and there is no payment for a felony.
That's correct.
Person. So usually small crimes, and nowadays, as you all are aware, it's real easy for somebody to get out, because if that person is an indigent person, they'll end up spending approximately 2 to 3 days in jail, but the judge ends up releasing them on their own recognizance, so that they just really sign their own bond and they're allowed to bond out. You know, there's some of them that ought to be staying longer, but you can't do it now under the present law.
That was my question.
It's not
many.
They might be able to
pay. You were correct. The largest amount we've ever paid since I've been here was like at that $300 mark, and that's because he stayed there a while.
That's right. He camped out a little bit longer than we anticipated.
How soon are Goodwater wants you to start?
They want us to start housing them now. I don't think it's fair to. I think we all need to be on the same page, Goodwater and Rockford, not, you know, one over the other. So, we want to do what's fair for the cities, and I want to do what's fair for the county too. That's my proposal, and me and John Kelly, we talked about it, and I think that's a fair. I think it would be even more fair if, like I said, you know, I plan to be here a few more years, but what happens after I leave, you know, and somebody comes in and says they want $40 a day. I think that's really too much. And I think that can put a strain on the city. So I don't want to see that happen either, you know. So just be mindful of those things.
Any more questions? So you want to approve? You want to think about it?
But again, if they're charged with a felony, you're not paying anything for those individuals. So even if the chief works the case and it's a felony crime, he charges them with a felony, then they are not, you're not billed for that. So just misdemeanor cases.
I don't think you don't reopen it.
Yeah, well, and that's another thing. We can, if you're going to approve the price, we can make those adjustments between the two attorneys.
Yeah, because the one thing the sheriff had started talking about this a few weeks ago, and I told him it would have to come before the commission also, because they're a player in this, just like Sheriff is, just like Rockford is. So their next meeting is the second Tuesday of this next month. And so you got some time regardless. And y'all may want to have a representative over there. I don't know. That's a possibility. But y'all will have to come to a consensus, just like the commission, just like Goodwater will. Because nothing will change before the commission approves it anyway.
The mayor hasn't done anything yet in Goodwater?
No.
Does that include medical?
No. Does not include medical.
We pay medical out, if they have medical, which we can.
I think a municipal prisoner would get a benefit from medical, but if there are any charges to the hospital or testing, things like that, the city still pays under the law for its inmates.
I guess I gotta correct that statement. Let me correct that statement. We have a contract with a that provides medical care to our inmates. QCHC is who we contract out. I forget what that contract is. It's $80,000 or $90,000 a year to service our inmates. So if they had a sick call, then yes, they would handle that sick call. But if we have to transport them to the emergency room, then that's when you would absorb whatever cost may be affiliated with that. So I guess both, if you want to look at it that way. So, and we have that medical care available for 24/7, not on site, but available for calls and that sort of thing. If EMS comes out there and checks them out, then there's no charge to the city for that. So in a sense, we do provide some medical care.
Any more discussion?
Well, again, thank y'all so much. Appreciate the allow me the opportunity to come speak to y'all tonight, and if there's anything that I can ever do to help any of you at the sheriff's office, please don't hesitate to call on me. I appreciate everything that y'all do, and I stand with Ms. Dunlap. I don't think I would take somebody that's willing to help to make $40 a day or a month or whatever it is to do what you're doing for the city of Rockford, and I appreciate that. And if I can ever help any of you, please don't hesitate to call. Good to see you again, Robert.
Good to be back, brother.
Thank you. So we're going to increase to the 20 when they get their new agreement and it's cleared. That way, we want to come out and handle it, or do we want to table? Mm-hmm. They still have to get, you know, yes, approval from the commission and everything, but we'll know where we're at.
I think we should table it to the next one.
Yeah, that'll be fine. Okay. I have a motion that we table the increase for housing inmates to next month.
I'll make that motion.
Okay. Have a second.
Okay.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Unopposed. Motion carries. All right, number six. A while back, we ran an ad for a part-time in maybe, is that 5 months ago, 6 months maybe? Never had anybody come forward, and then we had some offers come forward that are qualified and want to work part-time. So we have two officers, new hires. The way it worked out is they don't want a whole lot of hours, and they want to split the time, so that's why we have two new part-times. That'll be at the next meeting to meet. And when will they be starting? When will they be starting?
Next week. Week and a half, sorry.
Their hours will rotate. And then also they'll pick up when George isn't here, if he's in comforts or something like that. So just wanted to make y'all aware of that, since actually a while back we moved to leave it up to George and I to do the hiring as far as that goes. Y'all have any question on the officers? All right, I'll have them here next meeting to meet y'all after they start. They do have full-time jobs other places. So, all right. Questions? All right, moving along. Just wanted to make you aware, the maintenance truck has been giving us a lot of problems. We voted a while back to buy a new one, and we just hadn't found anything we liked, but coming soon, we probably will be purchasing a new truck. So I've been looking. I don't know which route we're going to go. They are very expensive now, so, and I don't like spending a whole lot of money. But we'll have to get something. I think we've had it towed, twice, and four fuel pumps were put in at one time. I guess they got some bad fuel pumps, and then the other day out here, it went crank again, and don't have a clue why. Took it back to the shop. It's running fine now. I guess there's a ghost in it. I don't know. Yeah, something's going on with it. It has 178,000 miles on it. So if we do get something new, we'll just keep it up as a backup. And then wanted to make you aware, because you will be getting a bill for the police Tahoe. It's been a great vehicle, but we did notice that the air in it is getting slowly warmer and warmer as the days are getting hotter. And with the police Tahoes, I think that one has 115,000 miles on it. They sit there and idle a lot. They have a lot of idle time. So that is not good for your condensers. And that is what's happened. The condenser has went out, so it's in the shop.
You're talking about Chief's Tahoe?
Mm-hmm. And that's $1,260 inside. So that'll be coming up to you soon. Just wanted y'all to have an update if y'all haven't been seeing them around. So. All right, moving forward. Number eight, got several things to discuss. The old ag building being one. Well, we got an ag building on there. Home economics building, the park, and then the safer place. So a while back, I guess that would be the home economics building that we're really talking about. We ran an ad in the newspaper maybe 3 years ago, asking if anyone would like to save that building to please come forward and help us establish something to save that building. At that time, that building was not in great shape, and today it's even worse. We've got the winds picking up in these storms, and it's blowing off shingles. And then therefore, when you cut grass, if you don't pick up all the shingles, you hit those with a lawnmower. We looked in it the other day. I think Lynn looked in it for maybe some repurposing. It's just in terrible shape. The back floors fell in, the rafters are rotten.
You literally can't walk through
it. So, you know, we'll save what we can, but at this point, I think it's time for us to go ahead and move forward and get rid of that building. We did try to sell it on GovDeals. The lady bought that building to go get it, and she ended up passing away. So we're kind of back to square one. I've had interest from some residents in the community that would like to have some of the wood out of it. I don't know how we need to move forward with that because of liability. So that's something to think about. Can't burn it because it's really close to other things. You'd have to probably have it pushed up and then maybe hauled away.
Does the Board of Education still have stuff inside?
Mr. Stover bought a dump truck, got all electronics out because it had to do that.
There's very little left in there. Unlike the other school, there's a couple. Compared to the other schools, there's very little in there. But it's not safe to get in there and get anything out. I'm telling you, it's not safe to be in. Yeah, you can get in that room that you can tell used to be the home ec kitchens, and beyond that, you can't get in the other room unless you want to go through the floor. It's that bad.
I know we had a quote to redo the building 2 or 3 years ago, and it's like $300,000. So you know with the cost of materials now, what it's going to be, and you know, business sense, it does not make sense, unfortunately. But so that's something we can keep around and ask questions or.
Because the roof is in such horrible shape, the water damage inside is just out of control at this point. If the roof, I think, was still intact, I don't think it would be so dire that it needs to come down. But I truly think if it's a liability standing there, that somebody's going to get hurt or it's going to, you know, fall over, or a child's going to get in there goofing around. Teenagers are going to think it's fun to go in there and check things out. It's just not safe.
Or we might have something like the church last night.
Yes,
you know,
correct.
So it just, you know, the other day, I just happened to be looking looking at Facebook and something popped up. Goodwater had a building collapse, and at that time I thought about that building, and it made me really think, you know, would it just sit down there? So, but we can, I'm going to get some prices from James Stroud, and also I've talked with one of the commissioners and mentioned it to Tad about possibly doing something with the county with the building as well, if they seem, if they want to do that. We'll see what they'll charge to do that as well, which kind of work with them. So we'll just, we can just table that. Let me get some figures and stuff. I just wanted to mention that to y'all. Y'all see a lot of people down around us, so we're going to be moving towards the old ag building, which Sheriff Powell actually has that building for his rescue equipment and stuff. He has painted that building, the metal building, and then I assume you're going to, are you still doing the roof? You still got that paint stuff for that?
You just mentioned it. I forgot all about it. It's up high. You can't see it. So we'll get somebody to do that.
We've got them some paint to do that and stuff like that.
But we need a new garage door on it.
Maybe. We'll look at that too and see what we need to do as far as that goes. So things are definitely looking better down in that area. The park, park's looking really good. Kind of running out of room, but one issue we've been having is the two big gates by the bathroom. That's your entryway. So on two occasions I've been at the park where people don't read the sign that says do not pull in the park. And I just happened to be down there a while back where a lady pulled in there when kids were playing and almost backed over a kid. So with that being said, we're going to make some adjustments at the park on moving fences. The long fence by there is going to shift over next to the building that the sheriff leased or has. And that's going to be a new entryway. And we're going to put one of those child things like a pole. So when you go in, it'll swing closed, and your parent will have to open it to let you out of there. That way we don't, and that gate will be locked, so we don't have anybody pulling in the park anymore. We've got somebody coming to do that, as well as that's going to help open that area up, and we're going to do some sidewalk work down there that leads up around that building, and we've planted some plum trees, that fruit bearing plum trees, and we're going to do our next mural there on June the 1st with the community. So we've got someone in the community that does that work, has donated their time to do that. We just buy the paint. And what we're gonna do, I'd like for everybody to come, if you can, and join us on June 1. We're gonna have Stronger Together on there, and we're all gonna put our handprints on there. So if you come join us for that, just kind of build together, and then we'll have a blood drive that day as well in honor of Mr. Robert. I think it'll be a good celebration for everyone. Just kind of fellowship together. So, does anybody have any questions on any of that? Any questions, concerns on the building? Any ideas? It's really not much we can do. So. I had school in there. Everybody, quite a few people in there.
That's it now.
So, we'll just say what we can. That might be a great area to extend parking for the park, you know, or do something else with it. Talk with Amanda and them. It gets a little crowded over there at D-1 sometimes, so might be a good idea. If that's all, no more questions or anything, we'll make a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second.
All in favor, aye. Thank y'all for coming out.